China's so-called AI space race could have started after the computer mind AlphaGo beat the reigning world champion in the ancient Chinese game Go in 2016.
Google's artificial intelligence program AlphaGo has defeated one of the world's best human players of the challenging Chinese game Go. Now, this is a big step in the realm of AI.
This CNBC report aired after yet another challenger took on the computer. How worried should we be that China may beat the U.S. when it comes to artificial intelligence?
A lot of people still believe China, all they do is steal technology and then copy it.
As vice chairman of the National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence, Bob Work helped draft a report on AI and China that Congress commissioned. He says the threat goes beyond China copying technology.
They still do that, and they're quite good at it, but also they're technological ecosystem and their innovation ecosystem is really, really good.
The report released last month says the U.S. needs to make big decisions now to accelerate AI innovation and to defend against it. Threats include accelerated cyber attacks, adversarial AI, AI-enabled biotechnology, data harvesting and targeting of individuals, and AI-enabled information operations. Speaking at a Council on Foreign Relations virtual event, Work says the U.S. needs to be ready by 2025.
The weapons of first resort are either cyber attacks or disinformation attacks. And the whole purpose of these attacks are to identify fissures in our democracies and either widen the fissure or deepen them.
Work says up to this point, China has done this primarily with humans controlling bots. But he says look for data harvesting in the future to build profiles of Americans' beliefs, behaviors, and biological makeup.
That's why we think top-down leadership is absolutely critical. We have to prepare for this long-term competition. We have to admit to ourselves that we can lose this competition. And we need to organize ourselves to win the competition.
Work is hoping the 756-page report sparks a Sputnik moment in the U.S., jumpstarting Americans to advance artificial intelligence. If not, it could have military consequences. China is advancing robotics, drone swarms, and missile technology. Elsa Kania with the Center for a New American Security has been watching China accelerate its AI, and she worries the threat goes beyond military.
Artificial intelligence and related technologies that give China a chance to sustain economic growth and accelerate its trajectory to perhaps surpass the U.S. economically through this notion of innovation-driven development.
The report says the U.S. has a razor-thin lead in some components of AI, like algorithms, hardware, and talent. China has the advantage in data because it doesn't have privacy rules like we do. The National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence recommends spending $40 billion on AI research and development and innovation, creating a Technology Competitiveness Council, developing a national technology strategy, and establishing high-level U.S.-China science and technology dialogue. Adam Siegel directs the Digital and Cyberspace Policy Program for the Council on Foreign Relations, and he thinks dialogue is part of the plan.
To reduce misperception and uncertainty, we're going to want to talk to the Chinese about how we can control on proliferation of a lot of these technologies. We're going to want to work together on the Chinese on global challenges like climate change and others.
You can read the report and watch the discussion on our website at WVXU.org and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.